Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till you're back from over there. Fellows, this is Ken Carpenter back again to say hello to you wherever you may be. We hope that means you're right beside your radio because we've shuffled together a batch of your latest requests. And believe me, this week we really got a stacked deck. Our ace in the hole is our master of ceremonies, the star of Lady Luck, and here he is, Robert Young.
Thank you, Ken. Hello, gang. Now, men, you've asked for her, and here she is. Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's great young singing star, the vivacious, gracious, and bodacious, Lena Remai. Welcome to Command Performance, Lena.
Yes, Lena, welcome to Command Performance. Welcome like anything.
Mm. Well, thank you, Bob, and you too, Ken.
Yes, thanks for the assist, Ken.
Oh, that's all right, Bob. Move over, will you?
Gentlemen, I'm overwhelmed. All this warmth and affection for one little song and one little singer.
I just can't help it, Lena. I'm just nuts about little songs.
Well, Ken, maybe I can calm you down with that feeling in the moonlight.
I don't think that's the way to go about it, Lena, but let's try it. Hmm?
The stars so bright above. You'd love to love somebody, but there's nobody there to love. Did you ever get that longing on a June night? That wonderful longing you can never resist. Did you ever get that feeling in the moon? That feeling that says you want to be kissed. Everybody now and then gets a little lonely. There's always a reason why. I know what it means. You'd love to love somebody, but there's nobody there to love. Did you ever get that longing on a June night? That longing you just can't resist. Did you ever get that feeling in the moon? That feeling that says you want to be, feeling that says you ought to be, feeling that says you gotta be.
Every century or so, civilization produces a great musical genius. The 19th century gave forth the matchless European violin virtuoso, Usai. But we in the 20th century are more fortunate, for we have been gifted with a number of musical geniuses whose names will live forever. There's Yasha Heifetz, the incredibly nimble-fingered violinist, Gregor Piatigorsky, the eminently successful cellist. I knew I'd get it. And as our guest on this command performance, we have the honor to present one of the greatest artists who ever lived. You've heard of Tchaikovsky, Bertelli, Rimsky-Korsakov.
Hey, Bob, that sounds like the Notre Dame football team.
None other than Chico Marx.
Dave, I'd like to play something, but if you got someone going to help me a little bit?
Yeah, just an answer.
What do you got?
We've got a nice violin player for you, Lou.
Lou? Where's the Lou? Hey, Lou. Oh. How do you do, Lou? You know Gypsy Love Song?
Gypsy Love Song. I know the chorus.
You know the chorus, eh? In the mic, no.
I know the chorus, Chico.
Well, if I play the voice, maybe you could follow me, huh?
Well, you play the verse and I'll noodle around.
You going to noodle around?
I'll noodle a little.
What do you mean by noodling? Again?
Well, it's, I don't know how to explain it. Just...
That's fine. You noodle on that and I'll... You noodle on that thing and I'll macaroni on this. Look, Lou, I know you got a lot of friends out here and you want to... I know you want to make good, but don't play better than me, will you? Playing the same thing. Too much. Sounds like a slow leak you got. That's very good, though. Now we try the chorus. But the chorus we're going to play pianissimo. You know pianissimo, eh?
Pianissimo? No, I don't know.
You don't know what pianissimo is? How long do you study music?
15 years.
15. You know, 2 more years, you could have been a plumber. 15 years. All right, I tell you what we do. We make it very simple. We play it allegro pizzicato. Hey, fellas, allegro pizzicato. You know allegro pizzicato?
Never heard of it. I never heard of it.
You know any of the pizzicatos? You must have been with Spike Jonze's band. All right, do you know what pistachio is?
Pistachio, I know.
We play pistachio.
Thank you.
you, Chico Marx. That's a theme song. It sounds mighty familiar.
Yes, Ken, and it will be familiar to the fellows overseas, too. Because if they have long stateside radio memories, they'll know it heralds the appearance of one of the finest quartets in the business. And here they are singing the song you want to hear, The Charioteers.
Every night when the moon is shining bright on Rio de Janeiro, comes a gent with a mellow instrument and a colorful sombrero. Then he sings and the melody he brings so tenderly plays. It's called a Gaucho Serenade. La 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 la. Si, senor, he's a happy troubadour on a patio to find him. Si, senor, he will go from door to door leaving happiness behind him. All the sweet senoritas hurry out to join the parade and hear the gaucho serenade. La 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 la.
Every night when the moon shines bright on Rio de Janeiro, comes a gent with a instrument and a colorful sombrero. Then he sings and the melody he brings so tenderly played. It's called a gaucho serenade. La 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 la. Si, senor, he's a happy with all the party you'll find. Si, senor, he will go from door to door, leaving happiness behind him. All the sweet senoritas hurry out to join the parade and hear the gaucho serenade.
Oh, the gaucho serenade. The gaucho serenade. The gaucho serenade.
Many of you men overseas have tuned in your radio to hear the thrilling dramas on suspense. One of the highlights in the series has been the unforgettable performance of Agnes Moorehead in Sorry, Wrong Number. Here at home, the response of both critics and public was so enthusiastic that Miss Moorehead was called upon to repeat the playlet several times. On each occasion, she gave a stirring, vivid portrayal as the neurotic woman who hears a murder being plotted over cross telephone wires and finally learns that the intended victim of the murder is herself. Miss Moorehead's characterization is truly an incomparable study in terror. Tonight we had hoped to bring you this great radio drama, Sorry, Wrong Number. Miss Agnes Moorehead, unfortunately, was unable to be with us. So we secured the services of another personality with the same dynamic appeal. None other than Jack Benny. We now take you to Mr. Benny's home in Beverly Hills, where we find Jack sitting anxiously by the telephone waiting. Nerves shattered. Another victim of suspense.
Busy, busy, busy. It can't be busy all this time. Operator, operator. Quiet, Polly. Operator, operator.
I'm sorry, that line is busy.
Listen, operator, I've been trying to get that number for the last 20 minutes. It's a big advertising agency. They have a switchboard.
I'm sorry, the line is busy.
It can't be busy. I've been ringing that number since 25 after 11. Do you know what time it is now?
For the correct time, dial Ulrich 8900.
Operator, I know what time it is. It's 11:45.
11:45.
Holly, quiet. Listen, operator. I'm a subscriber. I pay my bills every month, and since I've been on this phone, I've had nothing but trouble.
Trouble? One moment, please. I will connect you.
Repair department.
That's not my trouble. What do I have to do to get Hillside 7593?
Just call the operator.
Oh, my goodness. Why can't I? Operator. Operator.
Number, please.
Look, operator. I want Hillside 7593.
You may dial that number direct.
I did dial the number. I keep getting a busy signal. That's what I've been trying to tell you. Look, operator, I'm Jack Benny. I have a radio program. My option comes up at 12 o'clock tonight. If I don't hear from my sponsor, Mr. Jones, in 15 minutes, I'll be out of a job. He's the advertising manager. I'm trying to get him on the phone, and I can't get the number.
I will connect you with information.
Operator, don't you understand? I don't want information.
This is information.
Look, I don't want it. I want Sevenside Hill, 593. I mean Hillside, 7593.
You may dial that number direct.
Look, I've tried it direct, indirect, and spelled backwards. Now, what do I have to do to get Hillside, 7593?
You may dial that number direct.
Oh, nuts. I don't know what to do. This is driving me mad. It keeps getting later, later.
11:45.
Holly, quiet. Besides, it's 11:50 now. Your watch is slow. Well, I'll try it. Whoop! There it is. It's my sponsor. He's calling me. Hello?
Mr. Benny?
Yes.
It's 50 words or less, isn't it?
The contest is over. Fine time to ask about my contest. If my sponsor doesn't call me pretty soon, I'll go nuts. I still have 8 minutes. I got to reach Mr. Jones by 12 o'clock. Polly, quiet. Here's a cracker. And eat it slowly. It might be your last. Well, I'll try that number again. It can't be still busy. I know it can't. I'm sure there must be something wrong with the...
Hello? Is that you, Mr. Jones?
Mr. Jones, that's my sponsor. Mr. Jones, this is me, Jack Benny.
Hello, George?
They can't hear me. The wires must be crossed.
Yes, George. I've thought the matter over thoroughly, and I've decided to let him go.
I see. Well, it's going to be quite a shock to him. He's been with us a long time.
Well, George, he's had it coming. His work has fallen off so badly, it isn't funny anymore.
Yipe! Talking about me. Mr. Jones, operator.
Well, Mr. Jones, don't you think you ought to warn him and give him another chance? It might be difficult to replace him.
That's right. Tell him, George. Tell him. Nice boy, George. Tell him.
No, George. I've made up my mind. I think we should look for a younger man.
Younger? Why, I'm only 37.
37.
37
and 37.
That's 75. At 74, you dope. Can't you count?
So you don't think warning him would do any good, eh, Mr. Jones?
No, he's had his chance.
Mr. Jones, please, George had a swell idea. Warn me. Give me another chance. I might be difficult to replace. Tom Brenneman is so busy, and he has to get up so early in the morning.
Well, all right, Mr. Jones, I'll let him...
I've been cut off. Operator.
Number, please.
Operator, I want Hillside 7953. Will you please get it for me?
You may dial that number direct.
But I've been dialing all morning. My fingers are so swollen, they don't fit into the hole.
One moment, please. I will try that number for you.
Thank you. 25 minutes to go. I can only talk to Mr. Jones. If I could just plead with him. Beg him like I did last year. Maybe I could talk him into giving me another...
Sorry, that line is busy.
Busy. What am I going to do? I got to think fast.
Busy.
Polly, shut up. This is serious. You may have to go to work. 11:45. Wait a minute, I know. I'll call my agent. That's it, my agent. Why am I paying him 9%? I'll try and get him. That might be Mr. Jones. Oh, hello?
Hello, is that you, Edna?
Edna?
This is Johnny McGuire. I just got back from the South Pacific. I haven't seen a woman in 3 years. You're the first one I called.
Look, you must have the wrong number.
Oh, don't give me that, Edna. I recognize your voice right away.
Look, but Now,
what do you say, Edna? Let you and me step out tonight and I'll buy you a nice big dinner.
Look, I'm telling you, you have the wrong... dinner? No, what am I thinking of? He'd only want to... I'm sorry, you have the wrong number. I wish I was, Edna. At least then I'd know where... Oh, my goodness, only 3 minutes of 12. No time to call my agent now. I gotta get Mr. Jones. Maybe he hasn't signed anybody else yet. I'll tell him I'll do anything he asks me. Anything. I'll let him cut my salary. This year I'll suggest it myself. The line's clear. It's not busy. I still have time.
This is Hillside, 7593.
Get me Mr. Jones, quick. This is Jack Benny.
Mr. Jones is busy on another line. Would you call back?
No. I'll hold on. Oh, hurry, Mr. Jones, hurry. You haven't got much time. I mean, I haven't got much time. Hello? Is that you, Mr. Jones? Oh, it's you, Polly. Shut your big mouth.
Hello? What's that?
Mrs. Jones. I wasn't talking to you, Mr. Jones. It wasn't your big mouth. It was my parrot. This is Jack Benny.
Oh, well, Jack, I'm glad you called. I wanted to tell
you... Mr. Jones, please, before you say anything, listen to me. You got to listen to me. I know I've been on the air a long time, but I'm not through yet. Honest, I'm not. There's still a few good years left in me, and I want you to have them.
But, Jack...
I know I made mistakes, Mr. Jones. Everybody makes mistakes. I mean, everybody but you, Mr. Jones. You always do the right thing. You're wise, smart, intelligent, kind. That's it, kind. You're too kind to cast me aside like an old shoe. Give me another chance. Please, Mr. Jones. Don't drop my option.
Why, Jack, what are you crying about? We've no intention of letting you go.
Honest, Mr. Jones, if you only give me... What? You mean you're going to pick up my option?
Why, certainly. I've been trying to call you all morning. Your phone's been busy.
My phone? Busy? Oh.
Tell me, Jack, whatever gave you the idea we wouldn't take up your option?
Well, Mr. Jones, I called you a few minutes ago and the wires got crossed. I heard you talking to a man named George.
George? Oh, yes, he's my office manager.
Well, I overheard you telling him to let somebody go. You wanted a younger man.
Oh, I remember, certainly. I discharged him this morning. It was the janitor.
The janitor?
Yes.
Oh, the janitor. Well, the joke's certainly on me. Well, Mr. Jones, if the man wasn't doing his work, what else could you do? It's not your fault if the man isn't capable. There's no place for sentiment in business, Mr. Jones. That's what I like about you, Mr. Jones. You don't let your heart rule your head. That janitor got what was coming to him. I don't believe in a man whining and trying to hang on to a job when he's not wanted. I agree with you. If a man fails to deliver, let him go. Get rid of him, I say. Fire him.
Thank you, Agnes Moorhead. Jack Benny. And your cast is splendid performers. On my way to the studio tonight, something very funny happened. Nothing. But I did meet a man a lot of you have wanted to hear on command performance. He's a fine orchestra conductor, at the same time one of the outstanding arrangers and composers of the present day. You've heard his Holiday for Strings and Our Waltz. Now here he is in person, ex-Sergeant David Rowe.
Thank you for that wonderful introduction, Bob.
Oh, it was nothing, Dave. Nothing, really.
Oh, yes, it was. You don't know how wonderful those words sound. Ex-sergeant.
I see what you mean. Dave, how about leading the orchestra through your own treatment of Humoresque? Thank you. Thank you, David Rowe. There you have it, man, the 209th command performance. And believe me, all of us regard it as a privilege and an honor to appear on this program in answer to your requests. So keep those letters coming. As long as you're over there facing problems that must be faced and dealt with so that your country can accept its full responsibility to the family of nations, we here at home will be yours to command for good entertainment in the hope that shows like this will make your task a little more agreeable. This is Bob Young. Good night.